Good in Erev Shabbos. Erev Shabbos, Parshas Chayesara. Parshas Chayesara is seemingly a very popular Shabbos, a very famous Shabbos. I met today a Chabad Shliach, and he tells me he's going to Crown Heights, which I had known. Parshas Chayesara, thousands of Shluchim, 6,000 or 7,000 perhaps people come together. And the Dafka Parshas Chayesara, because this week Eliezer was the first Shliach. Nope. Chayesara is their official Shabbos, they get together. A Yid who usually comes to my Shiur on Wednesday night calls me, says, I'm going to be in Eretz Yisrael this week. Goes in the Mizrahi world. Parshas Chayesara, he tells me, everyone goes to the, because of the Kever, before Mars Machpelah this week, they don't allow Arabs there. Thousands, tens of thousands of people, he told me, go Parshas Chayesara to Mars Machpelah. Parshas Chayesara, when I was in yeshiva, there was a minig. I've heard from many yeshivas that Friday night, the yeshivas would give for all the bachrim shmuzin on Shidduchim, because this week was the Parsha of Shidduchim. I don't know, Parshas Chayesara is a very, very popular Shabbos for people to teach tremendous lessons. So I was sitting and contemplating. It's a major Shabbos for so many different people on so many different levels. Should we talk about Maris Machpelah? Should we talk about being a Shliach? Should we talk about Shidduchim? What the Hashkaf is? And Akush Bohu, about maybe 15 minutes or about half an hour ago, I had a story. Someone inspired me. A Yiddish imam in Klal Yisrael. A Jewish wife, a Jewish mother inspired me by something she told me, and I decided to speak on that topic. What it means to be the ultimate Yiddish mother. Rav Schwab, this week's parasha, is very intrigued that Eliezer tells Avram, after Avram gives him the instructions clearly where to go find the shidduch for Yitzchak, he says, you know, what if the woman doesn't want to come here? Can I leave her alone? Hinting maybe I could maybe have my daughter. Maybe my daughter would be good for Yitzchak. And Avraham Avinu tells him, no. I am a baruch, I'm a gebenched, you're an aror, you're cursed. And a baruch and aror can't do a shidduch. What a scathing statement. I'm blessed, you're cursed. So no, we can't do it. So what, I don't know how bad Eliezer was, but Eliezer was a Talmud Chochem. He was a Talmud Chochem, or a Talmud of Avraham Avinu. I would say, if you gave me a choice to be Mechutin with Eliezer or Besuel, I don't think Besuel was a Pesazah Grace and the Tzaddik, as they say. What was so bad about Eliezer that no, he's an Arur, he's cursed? Rav Schwab, in his magnificent Sefer Me'ein Beis HaShayeva, says an incredible thing. He says, we know there's a kri and a ksiv in this week's parasha. Kri and a ksiv means we read it one way, but it's spelled different. And anytime the Torah does that, it's omuk ad ein soif. It's deep till no end. Why would we write a word out one way and pronounce it another way? So when Eliezer is telling the story to Besuel and to Avram and to Lavan, he says, I told my master Avram, Ulai loisei lechisha acharai. Maybe the woman won't want to follow me. She won't want to come. Tells us Rashi that it says the word, we read it Ulai, it means maybe. But it's spelled without a vav. It's spelled Eli to me. Says Rashi, Eliezer went ahead and said, hopefully, not Ulai, maybe the lady won't come. He said, a lie, hopefully the lady won't come, so I won't have a shidduch, so we have to go ahead and what? Marry my daughter. And on that, Avraham Avinu told him what? You're cursed. What does the curse mean? Says Rav Schwab, the greatest curse is when a person is on a mission and he knows what the other person wants, and the person does not have the ability to remove himself out of the picture. but constantly is thinking about himself. Eliezer said it not only when Avram Avinu told it to him originally, but even now when he already found Rivka. Chazal dashed this on the second time when he's talking to Besuel. He already found Rivka. It was clear to him that the Shidduch is made in Shemayim, and he's still hoping that Besuel will say no. Why, tells us Rashi? Because my daughter needs a Shidduch. I want Yitzchak to marry my daughter. That means he was sitting here trying to help Avram. He knew what Avram wants. He knew what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. But he still could not get himself out of the picture. It was about himself. Says Avram Avinu Dim Ata Orer. You're cursed. You cannot do something without having your own agenda in mind. You don't build Klal Yisrael with people that are self-centered and people that cannot get themselves away. Says Rav Schwab, and I will show you the most magnificent contrast. Who is considered the most selfless woman in our history? Who's considered a woman who negated her whole self-sense, nothing. She had nothing left to herself. That was famously Rus. She tells her mother-in-law, Naomi, v'toymer eleha koil asher toymer elai ese. You know that we read Kol Asher Toymer Elai, the same word. Everything you tell me, I will do. We read the word Elai, but it does not say it. Could you imagine? It doesn't, it's not written there. But we say it without being written. Not once, and then a second time again. When Boaz gives her six stalks of barley, says, V'toymer sheish esarim ve'elan nosan li ki amar Elai ha'ish. Because the man told me. And again, it says a lie to me. It's not written. It's a kri without a ksiv. Why can't we write the word a lie if she's saying me? The pshat is just the opposite of Eliezer. She's saying he gave it to me. She tells Naomi a lie, whatever you tell me to do. We don't write the word a lie for the exact same reason we wrote a lie by Eliezer. Because she's saying to me, she means nothing to do with me. It's whatever my mother-in-law wants. She, mamash, had a bittel, totally mevatel herself to her mother-in-law. So that's why the pasuk says, it says a lie, because that she was talking about me, but the Torah is testifying. We're not writing it in the Torah. It doesn't say a lie, because she had nothing. A lie literally means me. And she had nothing about herself. She meant only someone else. So it doesn't say a lie. And even when she gets the six se'orim, what does she say? The man, ki amar elai me. But again, doesn't say elai, we just read it, because there's no me here. Listen to what the Gemara says about the six stalks of barley. Chazal tell us it was six saw, six huge amounts. Chazal tell us who needed six. Tells us the Gemara in Sanhedrin, the six stalks of grain that she got from Boaz was a siman of six magnificent children that are going to come out of her. It's a remez for six people. Who are the six magnificent people that came out of her? David HaMelech is one, Mashiach is a second, Daniel, Hananiah, Mishael, Azariah. Individuals that all go down in history for being Moshe Nefesh and Klal Yisrael. Down in history as legends. She was Zoyche to those six children, says Rav Schwab. Why? It's the remez on the pasuk is where there was no Eli. There was no self. So Eliezer is called the ultimate cursed. And what happens after Boaz sees her selflessness? What does he tell her there? Berucha at Lashem Biti. He says, now that I see that you're so selfless, you have so nothing in yourself, to the point that Torah testifies there was no Eli, there was no me. All she was here is for someone else. Bruchat Elayah, the ultimate Baruch. We have Eliezer on one side who's called an Arur, because the Torah says Elai instead of Ulai, because he didn't mean maybe, he meant me. And we have Rus, Huat, who's the ultimate of selfless. I need to share with you a story. A story that I mentioned happened to me, mamish, a half an hour ago. Boston had this chus for the last week and a half. I spoke about it in shul last week. There was a yid here in Boston whose name was Avram David Weiss. This yid, we can talk about him for hours upon hours. He was diagnosed 15 years ago with ALS, Lo Yaleinu V'lo Yaleichem, terrible dreaded disease. He is living now 15 years that he hasn't touched a piece of food or a drink, hasn't breathed on his own. He's on a food pipe, he's on a life support. And you would think this yid would probably be depressed. He is the busiest yid in the world. He has 8 chavrusas a day. He finished Shas twice b'iyun, just communicating with his eyes. Recently he got very weak and he came to Boston for a week and a half. Really, it's a conversation in itself. If you ask him or ask anyone that knows, the koyach in his life is his wife. His wife decided 15 years ago she's dropping everything in the world and her goal is to maintain her husband. 24/7 cares for him, not just cares what he needs, what she thinks he might need. It's legendary. She speaks for women all over the world. I actually tried to get her to speak here in Boston, but he was not doing very well in Boston, so she said she cannot leave his side. But I want to share with you what happened tonight. She told me that she's trying to get out before Shabbos. She's going to try to get a transport to Muncie today, where she lives. And I was curious to find out if she left or not. Because if not, we have to help her for Shabbos. And I called her to find out if they're on the way back to Muncie. Now, I'm sure with a life support patient, an ambulance, it's a long trip back. She sends me a text. And she says, I apologize, I cannot pick up the phone. Because my husband, Avram Dovid, is listening to Shiurim. So he needs the phone, because usually he has a video screen where he watches Shiurim, but in the car. So she took her phone, and he's listening to Kol HaLashon or Torah Anytime, whatever it is. He listens to Shiurim a whole day. So she says, I cannot talk. Now I want you all to listen to what that means. I was holding my phone reading her text. She is sitting in the back of an ambulance for at least 4 hours now. What keeps a person's sanity? Unfortunately, she has a husband that cannot communicate regularly. Only in a situation, but when he's laying in an ambulance, there's no communication. She's going to sit there now for hours. Baruch Hashem, she has a beautiful family with children. Oh, yeah, she has siblings, she has parents. She has a phone. Her husband needs to listen to Shiurim. She texts me, she will not have a phone now for the next few hours because her husband's listening to Shiurim. She cannot communicate with anybody. So while he was listening, she was able to send me back a response text. This is a woman that already gave up every single thing in her life. She does nothing but take care of him. And tonight, you would think she's sitting there in an ambulance going back. No phone. She's not going to have a phone. She will not communicate with anyone because he needs to listen to Shiurim. I was so humbled. And I thought to myself, I couldn't help thinking about Rus. Rus, nothing themselves. Nothing. Whatever Naomi wants. Here, sit in the back of a ambulance for hours. There's a Shiurim. I'm sure she could listen to Shiurim, but I'm sure she wanted to speak to her family, to her children. What they're up to? No. My husband's listening to Shiurim. Rabbi Isai, that is bracha. The ultimate bracha. Selflessness. We need to think about Eliezer, who is a Talmud Chacham, close to Avraham Avinu. But, sorry, he had his own agenda. He goes down in history as Arar. Comes Rus, who is Zoyche to Mashiach, Dovid HaMelech, Hananya, Mishael, Azariah, Daniel come out of her. Why? Because the Torah testifies that when she took things from Boaz, she said a lie and she did not have one drop of mind for herself. She's going to give it all to her mother-in-law. And thunders Boaz, Baruch At Lashem, you're eternally blessed. Every year that's ever going to hold a Tehillim is going to hold a Tehillim in honor of you. In the schus of you, David HaMelech is coming out. The Geula Shalema, Chazal say, is a remez in these 6 things that Rus got for one midah, the midah of Bittel. Put yourself out of the picture. This is the lesson from this week's parsha, where Eliezer makes a grave mistake that we say we'd rather do a shidduch with Besuel than Eliezer. Rav Avinu says, because if you can't put yourself out of the picture, if you can't negate yourself for another yid, for someone else, for a spouse, for a parent, for a child, for whoever it is it may be, you're the ultimate cursed, you're the ultimate error. What an inspiration for us. I'm telling you, I'm sharing with you this story. This is a woman in Klal Yisrael who takes zeicha to a very special family. Amazing children, one after the other. With these children having a father who can't communicate. You have the most amazing relationship with him and with her because there's selflessness. Everyone who comes in, he communicates with and he says, everything's my wife. And you ask the woman, she says, what do you mean? What a schus is to take care of such a special person. No one focuses on themselves. You could have shalom bayis in such a situation. Not shalom bayis. Glowing shalom bayis that people walk in to see. I walked into the room last week. There was a question, who should come for Shabbos? She goes, oh, I can't make a decision without asking my husband. Her husband can't move. He doesn't, you think he cares? He's laying there, whoever you want. She goes, no, I don't make any decisions. I need to see what my husband. You talk to the husband, he goes, everything is my wife. They could have shalom bayis in the most strained situation possible because there's two selfless people. And you could have two people, both comfortable, have parnasa, have everything going. But because they're focused on themselves, the house is a house of horror. It's fights. It's sad. It's bad. Because everyone's only thinking how they can promote themselves. How can I get the other person to do what I want me to do? I want them to do what I want. That is the ultimate horror that Avraham Avinu says, I want to have nothing to do with them. So here's the choice. Children Arurim or children Mashiach and David. What's the difference? Because I'll tell us the secret of how Rus was Eicher. Because Baruch Hu should help you. We're talking into the Noshim Tzidkanis of Klal Yisrael. We need to think this through. Who doesn't want to have beautiful children? Who doesn't want to have children that change the world? It has to do with only one thing. Could you put yourself out of the picture for someone else? Could you move your negiyas, your own agenda, and the schus that we will all do that? We'll be Zeicher to finally the grandson of Rus that we're all waiting for, and that's Mashiach ben David. Good Shabbos.